everyone. We are here on our third session about Rosh Hashanah. And this is going to be a shorter one because Johnny Inlow is an avid soccer fan. And he has a game that he wants to see the end of. So we have to get this going here. What's the soccer game? In case somebody else is a soccer fan, they want to know who you like.
Well, I'm actually, it's Peru and Argentina. My parent, you know, I was born in Peru. My parents are missionaries. In Peru, this is like their biggest game in 30 or more years. This, if they should happen to win, they would actually, I think, make it to the World Cup for the first time in
decades. Oh, it's a big deal. Very big deal. Okay.
So it's a big deal.
So we have talked about what Rosh Hashanah is, why it's important. We've talked about that it's the year 5778 and what that means. It's a decade of seeing correctly, perceiving God and what he's doing. It's the number eight. It's new beginnings. So there's a fresh shift. And specifically, we're going to touch on what's the fresh shift into. I hate it when you hear all these prophetic words right. That are so nebulous that are, oh, there's this new thing that God is doing. You're like, well, what's the new thing? So can you expound on that just a little bit? And again, this is just a teaser. There's much more detail in the actual written word that I'll tell you at the end how you can access. But
yeah, you know, and I think if I maintain the title Rosh Hashanah, it's 5778, the new hidden way is here. So I do believe like something has been born. And so there's like, that's even, there's creation, there's birth pains. Even all the things that are taking place are a sign of the birth pains, creation, groaning, and travailing for the revealing of the sons of God. And I think even some other ones that are getting prophetic stuff on Rosh Hashanah, they'll talk about there's an open door, new way. And
right.
Those are those vague things that
right.
I think maybe every other year we have that it's open door, open windows, or things like that.
And we like that, but we want to know what it's an opening to.
But I feel like what the Lord showed me about this one is that's a hidden way. There's something unique, like it's the new thing that's born is, and the new thing that's birthed, the new thing that we're beginning and stepping into, it's that it's going to be full of surprises. It's a hidden way. There's a hidden door, a secret door, and it's a hidden way. And I feel like he was showing me that many of us are about to experience perhaps even surprising developments, as in essence the Lord shocks us by showing us new doors and new ways to do what we're called to do. I feel like there's an outwitting of the enemy that God is doing. Even people, their mountains, they've been preparing for certain mountains, you know, the seven mountains, media, economy, government, whatever. And that there's like sudden surprises where there's a clear open door of amazing favor, but it's neither the thing that you've been preparing for nor the thing that's been prophesied over you, but it's clearly God. But you're like, what? How can this be? And it's that's why it's a hidden door. It's a secret door. And it's because God is outwitting the enemy. The resistance doesn't get built up for you. This is his way of, again.
Not only do we not see it coming, but the enemy doesn't see it coming. So there's no resistance.
Yeah, we love something being confirmed over and over and over again and headed for it and set your goal and go for it. But, of course, it gives the enemy all kinds of information of where we're heading as well. And there's a way the Lord outwits him. And I think another part of it the Lord showed me is that the door, I keep seeing a picture of a low door. There's a hidden door is a low door. Hmm. And that there's going to be low doors that lead to great new open destiny fields. And that for some or many of us, we have to go lower to go higher. It's tied into even what we're talking about, not being obstinate, not hanging on to things. There's a theme for this year is embracing humility. And in a unique way, full of faith, but full of humility. Faith, courageous, challenging anything, but...
You know what I think is a great definition of humility? It's the understanding that I am important, but so are you.
Yeah.
I am valuable, but so are you. So humility is not diminishing your own value or your own importance. So it's not...
Yeah, it's
not... what's the...
The other was, we're both low kind of deal.
What's the word I'm looking for? Like when a false humility.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a false humility, but it's calling yourself and everyone else up to the reality of of we have God inside of us. Even those who aren't believers have God inside of them, not in the traditional way of do you have Jesus in your heart, but in the way of we were all created in his image. We're all wired to be able to access his solutions, to be a conduit for his better ways, his kingdom coming through us.
It's good.
And so when you, in a practical sense, when you operate from a place of humility, then you're able to recognize when the kingdom is available to you to come through you, and you're able to recognize when the kingdom is available and is coming through someone else of the most unlikely source, perhaps even. And so out of that place of humility, you're basically recognizing God.
Yeah.
It ties back into that whole being able to see and perceive God in anything and anywhere.
Yeah.
Nice. And partner with the aspect that represents God's heart. And when we partner with the thing that represents God's heart, it actually calls someone up into a higher place. It's that humility. It's bringing them up to the truth of who they really are. I don't know if that made sense. I didn't mean to go down a rabbit trail, but that humility piece, I think, is significant.
Yeah. And so they're hidden doors, and some of them are hidden because they're low. Some of them they're different. They're like, I didn't think I was going through that. And, you know, there's the weak, small, foolish things of this world that confound the wise, that God chooses that. And there's really, you know, the story even of my own life. I didn't speak at all till 35 years old, really. You give me a microphone, I'd go blank, and I had no abilities with it. The Lord says, you speak. And then it's by faith. There were signs and wonders and miracles that gave me the faith to speak, even mm-hmm. if I didn't know how to speak.
Right.
And I found out there is an amazing realm of anointing I would step into if I would speak. The very thing, sort of like Moses being called to speak. And he's like, well, I have a speaking problem. Yeah, but if you'll speak, something big will happen. And so it's counterintuitive. It's a place of a position of weakness, not the thing you've been training for that you go into. And then likewise, when the Lord says, I want you to begin to reach the up and outers, I didn't get trained government. I didn't think government, train government, nothing. But all of a sudden in government is where he's like, I want you to begin to reach them. I'm like what? Like asked to meet with the mayor? He goes like, yeah. And so when we do, it's like there's all kinds of insight, revelation, and so that's an application of it. But so be prepared in this year of new beginnings where God is taking over the 777 from last year. Is like he's intervening. He is really becoming intentional with the kingdom of God, and he is managing some things. Even again, the presidency is something he's managing. He's looking over our shoulders and looking out for us in ways we don't even know how to look out for ourselves. And so, again, there are multiple applications for this. And I believe many are about to step into opportunities, again, to say that are clearly God, but they weren't prophesied over you, nor did you prepare for them. They just divinely opened up. And it's because it really
kind of out of a left field type feeling to them.
And across the board, this is what I was hearing from the Lord, is the enemy has overplayed his hand all across the board. And God is going to trump him, not just with the president being named Trump, but with his people in every area of society. Like multiple places, the enemy is feeling like he holds the high cards and he knows all the cards in play. That's what a trump card will do. A trump card, and he's going to be positioning us as trump cards.
Mm-hmm.
That the enemy, he's got his cards. He thinks he knows all the cards, but that's what a trump card will do. It'll take out every other card. And it's a surprise move. And so be prepared to be moved as a trump card by God. So you have to...
Like you're an extension of God's surprise out of left field thing against something that the enemy's doing. You know, just as a quick little side note, because I know it's such a touchy subject whenever we bring up President Trump, because so many people feel a lot of disappointment over him being in office. And so just to remind you, in case you don't already know, if you haven't been following Johnny closely enough to know this about us, about him, is that, you know, we're not trying to say he was the perfect person for the job, and that everything he now says or said leading up to it and the decisions that he makes or whatever are all God. We're saying that God is bigger than a man and his inadequacies or his inability to completely reflect all that a believer and a follower of Christ stands for. And so, like with any of our presidents, we're behind them because of the honor of the office that's in there, but we're also saying that we recognize that God was involved in this and he chose well for us. Doesn't mean he's perfect. It means God's working with him and through him.
Yeah,
let's not in every single little thing, but just that's a little side note.
And, but I'll say it even more straightforwardly.
Okay.
She's saying it in the sweetest way possible. The I won't call it politically correct, but it's like the Lord, I do believe the Lord directly, intentionally chose him.
Sure, yeah.
And you know, I remember I had the same questions many years. Lord, this guy has divisive language and everything else. He's like, have you been aware who I've been using for a few years now? He's like his biblical people, even who was there. You
meaning
know?
None of us have been perfect. We've all...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he personally disciples Peter for 3.5 years for him to cut a guy's ear off.
Yeah.
And you know, and then he so doesn't get what God's doing that Jesus has to say, get behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
So, you know, there may be some things that Trump says from time to time that Jesus is saying, get behind me, Satan.
right.
They may not represent him.
But right.
In the same way.
For sure.
Jesus went out of his way and said, follow me, Peter.
Yeah.
And I will make you fishers of men.
He still chose him. Yeah.
He chose him and he does it. So we just got to be okay with those kind of things. But we have to be smart enough as well not to think everything out of his mouth. I think the other side of it, there's a people that are offended with that, but then there's people embrace
exactly.
Everything. It's like, come on, still use a discernment. It's like Jesus called Peter, but he still had to rebuke him. It doesn't mean we have to be rebuking the president. That's not the point.
Yeah.
But let's not pretend it's disingenuous. And the next generation, particularly, seeing right through it.
Right.
They're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're saying that's okay to say?
We're thinking similar thoughts sometimes too.
Anyway, it's embrace back to let's embrace humility. In fact, I wanted to read just like the last two sentences I had written for.
Yeah. Do it.
My word, and it's breakout and breakaway revival. Reformation and Renaissance is about to be our present-day reality as we find the new hidden way guarded by the new hidden doors.
Yep.
He is calling us up, but the way there is going to be hidden. You won't miss your door if you embrace humility.
Yeah.
Women are going to be key doors.
Yeah.
Minorities are going to be key doors.
Yes.
People different than us are going to be key doors.
Come on.
The kingdom of God is like a treasure hid in the field. And these great treasures are going to be discovered.
Yes.
The kingdom of God on earth is about to catapult.
Yeah. Amen.
So I think that's, you know, I think that's something to be encouraged about.
Definitely. Well, how would you like to end this? You want to pray over people? Or are there any closing thoughts that you have? I know you're wanting to get to the soccer game, but...
Oh, well, I'm not... driven by that. Let's just pray. Lord, I just ask that you would even release. I just feel the encouragement and the hope you, as a primary impartation, you'd have us receive from this whole word. It's a word of hope that even in the midst of so much cantankerousness and so much fake media and storms and losses and difficulties, you are still fully on the throne.
Yeah.
And you're fully sovereign. You are telling us, you're encouraging us with the things you're telling us and the things that are on the horizon. You're also telling us to make some adjustments. And we don't want to just only embrace prophetic words that tell us all the mighty positions that we're going to be entering into the next year. But this is a year you also want to say, yeah, I've got amazing stuff for you. I got amazing destiny. There is revival. There is reformation. There is renaissance. But we got to still do this the Christian way, the Jesus way.
Mm.
You know, it's not about religious
love,
stuff,
love.
But it's still about, yeah, it's love, love, love. As John Wimber used to say, the main thing is that the main thing remain the main thing. And the main thing is the vehicle of how he comes is still love. There's nuances of how it shows up differently in every area of society, media, economy, government, et cetera, but it's still about advancing love. And so thank you, Lord, for releasing hope, faith, and love. And we're just excited to see how you're going to show up in this new year on the Hebraic calendar, 5778. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I got to do a very quick little commercial for something that I'm super excited about. I finished and published my very first solo book.
I did write
a book with Johnny, Rainbow God, but this one is coming out November 11th, and I'm not sure when this particular session is going to be broadcast, but November 11th on Amazon, you can get my new book. It's called God in Every Season, God in Every Season. And it's all about the fact that we don't just go through seasons in life. We go through seasons in our soul, in our relationship with God. And, you know, in the natural, if you're in wintertime, but you're expecting it to be summer, you could be really confused. You could be not prepared. You could think that you're off schedule when you're on schedule, etc. And so I've seen just how in our lives, in our relationship with God, no matter what season of overall life you're in, whether you're older or younger, your season of your relationship with God is something that is just as pronounced as the seasons in the natural. And in the book, I have an 11-question assessment that I've given to a lot of people. It's very accurate, and it scores you. You answer the questions, and it scores you and lets you know
what season
your soul, your relationship with God is in. And then the book is kind of based around that. So I have a chapter on each of the seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. And what does your relationship look like and feel like with God in the unique season that you're in? And then how do you embrace it so that you maximize, you know, the things that you're growing in that prepare you and catapult you towards the next season and just bring it's clarity for, overall. So anyway, a little commercial for the book.
And it's for guys as well as gals.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of great feedback from early readers of some men. And actually just got feedback from a 16-year-old. My daughter's good friend is reading the book. And she said, this is amazing.
Oh,
I can't
good.
Put it down. This is changing me and my perspective. And
all right.
She didn't use the word perspective. But anyway, she was very impressed with it. Now if I can just get my own daughters to read it.
Yeah.
Well, love you guys, and we will see you again next time.
Yes.